are the most important teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Sri Ramakrishna was born, or any avatara is born. For what purpose? What is the
dharma sthapana?
Dharma sthapana. How is dharma sthapana established? We only remember vinashaya cha duskrutan, but we don't remember what is the most important teaching. This is called varna dharma sthapana. Dharma sthapana means remember this. Varna dharma sthapana. It is applicable to all the people in the world, in the past, present and the future. We are totally ignoring that. One of the things that we are ignoring, that we are slowly becoming old. There is a time for everything. That is why there is a time for learning. First, learn. Second, practice. Third, shift the practice, practical practice. That means
put it in practice.
That is in the second stage. Third stage. Should not stop the activity, but shift the venue. outside to inside. Ultimately, sannyasa means complete sharanagati. This is the varna vyavastha, arrangement of varna ashrama dharma. In fact, the whole Hinduism's whole, no religion has ever put it so scientifically. I spoke about it in the past also. So Veda is divided into four parts. What is the part? Mantra, Brahmana, Aranyaka, Upanishad. Not four Vedas. Every Veda same. And life is divided into four parts. Brahmacharya Ashrama, Grihastha Ashrama, Varprastha Ashrama and Sannyasa Ashrama. And goals have been divided into five. Goals of life are divided into, usually we say four, but they should be understood as five. What is the Brahmacharya Ashrama goal? That is called dharma. Dharma means what? First you learn what the scripture is telling. Why should we go to the scripture? Because scripture alone can tell us what was our past, what is our present and what is our future. Nobody can tell you. From there only Karma Siddhanta has come. Why each one of us are born? Not only that, even born to the same parents, so much of difference is there. See here, she and her brother, male and female, that itself is a totally different future. And then, like Ravanasura, Vibhishana, Ravanasura, and Kumbhakarna. Same parents. For all the three, the dharma should be different. All the dharma should be different for all the three people. So you see how nicely it is. First of all, Hinduism divides all people into four varnas. Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya and Brahmana. What is this? Not caste.
According to
karma and guna. The Bhagavad Gita? Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhavasha.
Guna
and karma. According to guna, so the birth takes place. According to guna, activities take place. According to first guna comes. Tamasic fellow, he likes to eat tamasic food. Everybody likes to eat food. Rajasikala also wants to eat food. Shudra also wants to eat food. Brahmana also wants to eat food. Isn't it? But they are born in different gunas. This is guna. What is that guna? Where tamo guna is there. That means body also is lazy. Mind also is lazy. So it has to be driven by somebody like bullocks. Have you ever seen any bullock being active unless there it is whipped? Tell me. This is South Africa. They were laying, well, employed all the Africans. And the officer has to be there, white man. Otherwise they will not go. He wants. So he thought he will devise a clever way. So he said, I'm going, I'm watching from there. So he put a stick, put his hat. Everybody can see his hat. No, then he quietly slipped it to his mouth. These fellows terribly frightened. Babu's watch. But one fellow was watching that hat. It was not moving.
It was not moving.
So he peeped in, found out it was a stick. Immediately they threw out the work and then you see, that is what is happening in India. The same fellows, Indians, when they work under American companies, or go foreign countries, they work more than just they want to prove that we are not like Indians. We are not like Indians in India. We are like Indians in Western countries. Same fellows, let them come back.
Why is that, Maharaj?
That is, it has become a habit. Anyway, this is our condition. So, the Shudra is one who doesn't know what is right, what is wrong. He has to be driven. And all the three varnas drive him. Like a bullock. But now, because it has become a caste system, people started protesting against it. What is this of protesting? Unless your swabhava changes, even a higher clerk, he has to be supervising. Otherwise people will not do. Especially people in Calcutta. This way, you know, my work. The person who has progressed from tamoguna, so it is rajoguna, dominated or assisted by tamoguna, is called Vaishya. So pure tamoguna, other gunas very less, that is Shudra. A little more rajas, and then rajoguna, assisted by rajoguna, is called Vaishya. And rajoguna comes, what happens? Lobaha pravruttihi arambaha. Lobaha comes. I want to earn money, etc. So they are very active, business people. That is why Lakshmi is vahana. He is owl. Because whole night, like that it will be waking up. It will never sleep. Kshatriya, more rajoguna, helped. Second place is sattvaguna. Brahmanas, sattvaguna, assisted by rajoguna. This is the combination. 99% sattva, it is only possible for avatars. That's why their bodies are extraordinarily delicate. That's why Thakur could not bear. People could not understand. It has nothing to do with the body. Thakur's body, even a luchi, it gets cut. So now what are we talking about? This is the varna vyavastha. So guna, increase in guna is a progress in varna. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasya. Now it has become birth, by birth caste. We suppress the people, unable to understand. Our own Brahmins, they have done that.
Yes.
Okay. But whichever is the varna, life is divided into four. That is called ashrama dharma. Varna dharma, spannas also have ashrama dharma. They have their own dharma. But devotees we are talking about. Every devotee is supposed to be a brahmana. Because devotion comes out of which guna?
Sattva
guna. Supposed to be. Don't take it for granted. I am a certified. One Bengali came and said, Swamiji, I am a certified devotee of Thakur. My name is written in Belur Math Register. I know Sri Ramakrishna very well. And he was very tall. I have to look up here. Then I told him, I understand you know Sri Ramakrishna very well. But can you tell whether Sri Ramakrishna knows you? That is very important. Nobody's certificate. Thakur certifies. How does he certify? He doesn't come and give a stamp. He will bring about such changes.
Yes.
You will not know anything else excepting Thakur.
Yes.
He will erase you and he will replace himself. That is called certificate of Thakur. So, for this dharma sthapana is done by making these varna dharma. Now varnas have got mixed up. But it doesn't mean people are all sattvic or state. They are all whichever quality is coming. Whoever is what is called a slave to the body, he is called a shudra, asura. That is why Chandogya Upanishad uses a particular word, very interesting word, Asuri Upanishad. Asuri Upanishad means the Brahma, his body, Shariram Brahma Yoga.
Like Virochana.
Virochana. He went and started preaching. I'm a realizer of God. Atma Sakshatkara, this body. So, dress it well, bathe it well, put all sorts of perfumes. What are people doing now?
Exactly that.
That is Asuri Sampad. Body. If something happens to spirituality, they are not worried. They are worried if something happens to their body. Body becomes old, they are worried. So they want to beauty, what is beauty parlor? Cover up the oldness of the body. Is it anything else? Cure. All the plastic surgery is nothing but making oneself believe I am young. But the body knows what is young and what is old. You may appear to the other fellows.
It's looking
really good.
So, Thakur came, this is the most important thing. What is ashrama dharma? First of all, we have to learn. When we are young, then what happens? It is easy to believe. When we become old, then we become. That's why Nastika books should not be read. Don't read such books. Because we are highly volatile, vulnerable. Bertrand Russell said, there is no God. And we believe there is a God. What does Bertrand Russell say? There is no God but me.
But then
one couple, they got married. Then the wife took her husband to court. I wanted immediate divorce. Judge asked, on what grounds? Religious grounds. Oh, what do you mean by religious grounds? She explained, I believe in God, He believes he is God.
Yes.
Both believe in God. So everybody, I am the body, I am God. That is what Charvaka philosophy. Ridham kretva kretam. What is your credit card? They are giving credit. Whether you have got the ability to repay or not, they are not looking at it.
But then what do they think of the mind?
Anyway, what I am trying to tell you, that there is a stage of learning. Even though Thakur said, javat vachi tavat shikhi. But that's a different basic foundational certain things. What is learning? What is the essence of learning? How can I make myself happy? If I have to make myself happy, two things must be made. You know what? My body should be healthy. My mind should be healthy. That was philosophy. A sound mind in a sound body. This is some Roman or Latin. So, that is the root cause of all happiness. You want to eat, you want to sleep, you want to jump up or down. Whatever you want to do, the body and mind. Most of the people's bodies nowadays are unhealthy bodies. What do you mean by unhealthy body? Western people especially, they eat, they drink, they are very strong. You think they are healthy. That is not health. That is illness, sickness. That is called sickness. That body which draws your attention to itself.
Oh.
But their minds are rotten.
Minds are rotten. Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Minds are completely rotten. They pay only lip service to church or God or whatever it is. That is what so beautifully brought out in Russian that novel, Brothers Karamazov. There was one head of a monastery. And he was doing all sorts of things. Then Jesus Christ wanted to have a talk with him. My son, why are you twisting my teaching? So he had a talk with the head of that monastery. It's very special, it's very interesting. Go on, read it.
What is the name?
Brothers Karamazov. So, the head is ready. You see, you have come so many years back. And you could hardly convert 12 people. Of that, one fellow betrayed you. He caused your crucifixion. He took money and did it. But look at what I am doing. Thousands and thousands are flocking to you. Jesus Christ said, but you are watering my teachings. He said, you are a stupid fool. That was not there in the book. I am telling you. That is the essence. You don't know what you are talking. If I preach you, nobody will come to you. I have to preach you in such a way which must be practicable to them. They are not ready to give up your worldly happiness. But I have to inject a little bit of fear, faith and all those things. Promising that you are going to save them. And then Jesus Christ was adamant, I don't want. Then they had to threaten, look here. Last time we crucified you, but allowed you to return back after 3 days. This time we will crucify in such a way. For eternity you are not going to come back. Choose what you want. Yes, these ideas are there. I am only making a little bit fun, but those ideas. Now, that is a lot of fun. including all of us. You look at your face in a mirror and say, am I really behaving like a devotee of Thakur or am I kidding myself? And if your answer is, I am not kidding, that is the definite proof.
Okay.
That is the proof. How the direct disciples have behaved? They are the standards, models. So, what is the first stage? Keep, you learn three things. I told you three things. First, you learn how to pronounce properly. That's called siksha. Siksham yakhyasyamaha varnasvaraha matravaram samasantanaha ityukta sikshadhyayaha. Then, how to join letters and words. Pata is a grammar. Then after that, the essence of the meaning of the Veda, having taken the pupil through so many upasanas, gradually more and more difficult upasanas, which includes all worldly desires. Let me be the wealthiest person on earth. Let me be most famous person on earth. Let me be the most learned person on earth. Ama yantam brahmacharina swaha. Who will go? Which university you will go? Whichever subject you want to specialize, you will go that university which is famous, isn't it? You will not go to a third class university. So which guru you will go? You will go to that person. Who is likely to get what you want, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, Yasho Jane Sani Swaha. The Taittiriya, we discussed these things. Rightly, they have slipped because you don't do manana properly. Why should a Vedic Rishi, Acharya, teach all these things? Because they are our common desires. We have already the desires. But there is a way of fulfillment. So first thing is, you learn how to read the scriptures properly. Though this writing was not there, so this ucharana, that is very important. But next is, gradually more and more difficult upasanas, until you come to the 11th anuvaka of sikshadhyaya. The student is returning home. He has given you many commandments. I only chose 10 commandments. But there are so many commandments. And they are universally applicable even today for every human being. But we don't pay attention to that.
Who was this?
Taittiriya
Upanishad.
Eleventh section.
11.
First chapter. 11th section. So Veda Manojya Acharya Antevasana Anushasti. What is Anushasana? Commandment. Esha Adesha. Esha Upadesha. What is Upadesha? That which does you good, that is called Upadesha. Upa. Disha means, you know Disha. Direction.
Direction.
That's why Guru is called Deshika. So, Vedanta Deshika. Satinya Deshika. Deshika is called Deshika. He shows you the way, the pathway. So, therein he is telling you. Esha Adesha. This means commandment. Moses got commandments. Buddha gave commandments. If you want to follow Buddha, these are my commandments. If you want to follow Sri Ramakrishna, these are the commandments. That's why 5 commandments of Sri Ramakrishna and 10 commandments of Holy Mother. All these things. So this is the second thing. First thing is, learn how to remember it properly without mistake. Second thing is, what is the meaning of it? What is the essence of it? Later on, if you want, you go into details. But this is what Sri Ramakrishna says. God realization is the only goal. Each soul is a potentially divine. The goal is, that is the essence of all the shastras. Those three sentences. The goal is to manifest this divinity within by controlled nature, external and internal. And then it says, attain this goal, either through karma yoga or any other yoga. And then fourth is very important, fourth sentence. This is the only that counts. The rest is non-essential. Secondary details. And in four lines, Swami Vivekananda gave. In the 11th, that is what exactly it corresponds to this. So, you look at this, there is 11th section, there is Bhakti Yoga, there is Karma Yoga, there is Raja Yoga, there is Jnana Yoga. Every yoga is there. It is inevitable. Because it should be applicable to everybody. So, that is the first phase. Learn some livelihood. Because they are experts in that. It doesn't mean, Gurukula doesn't mean one acharya. Main acharya will be one. There will be other acharyas. So some will show you this acharya. Or some will be Ayurvedic Pandit, etc., etc. Don't think that one acharya, how is he going to control all these fellows? So there will be assistants. But the main one will be to teach the real essence of the scriptures. The main one, Sri Ramakrishna, is not, he is not going to waste his time in teaching all these things. For that you, any number of other people are there. Then, that is first stage is what I call learning stage. Is what Swamiji said. Life is a school. First stage. Life is a gymnasium. That is the second stage. Grihastashrama. And life is a, rather I would say, Grihastashrama and Vanaprasthashrama is called gymnasium. Third stage is sannyasa. Life is circus. A sannyasa, a sannyasi, that mental attitude, vidvat sannyasi. He may not take sannyasa, but he has become vidvat, like Yajnavalkya. He has already become vidvat. Otherwise, did he teach Janaka and others after becoming sannyasi or before becoming sannyasi? He was a vidvan. So, this is the process. So, you grihastashrama, vanaprasthashrama. And if you have done properly, gone through, taken proper steps, lived properly, gymnasium means what? Exercise. Exercise means what? Put it into practice. Automatically, you will become, you will reach this stage. Then sannyasa will come naturally. And then you enjoy life.
But you said five goals.
Five purushartha. Is not said, but what is this? In Brahmacharya Ashrama, it is called dharma. Dharma means what? Learn what dharma is. Learn how to put dharma into practice. Learning. Grihastashrama is artha and kama. Experiment and experience. First is learning. Second is experiment and
experience.
Because we have what? We are natural. We are natural means what? People of the nature. So when we grow up, chemistry is growing up.
Yes.
That chemistry is not going. It's, I will control the chemistry. And then chemistry will control it. Even to say that I will control the chemistry is also the work of the chemistry. Yeah. So, what is it? Artha and?
Kama.
Kama. dharma belongs to brahmacharyashram. Artha kama belongs to sarhasthyashram. And what is the speciality of vanaprasthashrama? Upasana. Whatever you are doing before physically, externally, now try to internalize it. Don't go on what you are capable of doing when you are 20 years old. Now body cannot stand. How this happens, you know? There was a great guru called Narayan Guru in South India. Swamiji met him and he learned something also. Why this is called Chinmudra? So he said there are very subtle nerves and this completes that nerves. Not for us. You can put any number of times. Then the yoga siddhi will come. That is why this is called Chinmudra.
Dakshinamurti
Chinmudra. Manamudra. Chinmudra. These are the names that are given. Then Swamiji understood. He learned many things. Must have learned from Avahari Baba also. So practically he knew. But how to explain? That is where these great gurus have come. We don't know what talks Swami Vivekananda, Narendra Nath had with Sri Ramakrishna. He has never expressed. In fact, very little was expressed by anybody. Whatever their reminiscences, even himself in the Gospel, I ask him, how is it possible to meditate on Nirakara? Thakur told him something. That much he recorded. I asked him, he told me some things, and then the topic is changed. That means it is not meant for anybody. So, there are three things when you are reading Gospel. Don't apply it to everybody. First of all, there are certain things which are applicable to everybody. Secondly, there are certain things which are applicable because even when Thakur was talking, he had in mind one particular person. For his sake only, he'll be talking. And there are some things which he will never tell, he will take him aside. And for example, when this Narayan used to come, Thakur had taken him to the veranda. And then even Swamiji also, he took him to the veranda and then told him, "You are Narayana, I am waiting for you." Suppose he told that in front of everybody. Two problems would arise. First problem is since Thakur is telling Narendra as Narayana, supposing there is a young woman, imagine there is a young woman in that listeners. Am I Mahalakshmi? Naturally, the Mahavishnu is there, Narayana is there, Lakshmi has to be there somewhere. So they will be imagining, I am Garuda Alvar, Chakra Alvar, or whatever is Alvar. Yes, they could be imagining like. First of all, they would have thought, we know this Narendra. He never cares to talk to us. He is so arrogant. Like that, there will be so many people. And secondly, they were jealous.
Yes.
Because Ramakrishna used to love him. Yes. Why was he loving? More than the others.
More than
position.
More than God. Still. There was a sheep farmer. And one particular sheep he was fattening.
Hey, Baba, for bully.
You understand?
Yes, Maharaj.
Sri Ramakrishna knew that he had a vision about just before Narendra came. he had a vision. Then he had another vision. Where from he has come? What was his work? How many days he will be there? When he is going to leave the body? Everything he knew. He knew that Sri Ramakrishna's or Divine Mother's message has to be spread only through this person. And it is a very, very strenuous job. Ordinary person, nobody was fit for that. Only Narendranath was fit. That is why Sri Ramakrishna had to prepare him for that. I will just give you one glimpse. On second or third visit, Sri Ramakrishna touched him. And he, what was his response? I have my parents. Then this prince had doubt. Was Narendra not fit to receive what Sri Ramakrishna was about to give? Then, why did it happen? This is the condition of all of us. We think we are like Ramana Maharshi's. One day I will lie down, I will hold my breath. And don't try that. Because really you might become breathless. Others will find out what I think is breathless, you know. No breath after it's coming to you. So why was Sri Ramakrishna? Why was Narendranath ready? He had gone through so many phases. Belief, non-belief, belief only, nirakarvada. He never understood avatar, accepted avatarvada. He did not accept guruvada. He did not accept sakarvada.
Because he is the world teacher, so he has to go through each of the
people
stages.
Don't understand it. That this man who was a Paramarishi, how could he have disbelief in God? And he was a Dhyana Siddha. What was he meditating upon? If there is no God, what was he meditating upon? People don't understand. Yeah. In this incarnation, he has to experience the moods of most purpose.
Yeah.
And then find practical help. And then say, yes, I understand your condition. Once upon a time, I had gone through the same situation, but don't worry, I know the way out and I will help you. Then only he becomes a Jagat Guru. All these Sringeri Mata, Shankaracharyas, they say we are all Jagat Gurus. Everybody puts idiots. How can they be Jagat Gurus when they are propagating only Nanamarga?
Yeah.
How can they be Jagat Gurus? They don't suppose a person is a non-Hindu. They will not teach. They will not accept Ramakrishna Mission sadhus as a sadhu sannyasi, not to speak of other people. Yes, practically I'm telling you. Even today, you know, one small example I'm giving. Otherwise, you may think I'm exaggerating. So once this Sringeri Jagat Guru, he came to Bangalore. There is a Shankara Mata near Basanguri Ashram. And Swami Harshanandaji, we all pay respect to Sringeri because that is our Mata. So he went to meet the Swami, very learned Swami, nice Swami also. Then there was a Brahmin attendant. He would not allow Swami Harshanandaji, president of the Bangalore Ashram, to come anywhere near this one. And he was a Brahma, gold medalist. So we have come, we want to speak with Swami. Then reluctantly he went and informed some Swamis from Ramakrishna Ashrama had come. Immediately he called them. He said, Swami, you come tomorrow or someday. He has given 3 o'clock. I will meet. These people went at 3 o'clock. What happened? There was that same old attendant was there, Brahmana. This old man, Harshanandaji, already having problems. Not even a chair for him to sit down.
Oh, shit.
Why did you come? Because probably he forgot or he did not hear. Swami himself said, you come at 3 o'clock and I will meet you. They said, Swami himself has given us a time. And he could not say anything, he went inside. Immediately Swami said, yes, yes, bring some chairs and spread them there. And other side, no, there will be carpet at least will be there. And Swami Harshanandji was meant to sit in the chair, they had a talk. If this is happening in Bangalore, what is happening in that? In Sringeri? You know, he will throw food like that, prasad, packet will be there. He will never give you in your hand.
Isn't that the assistance means the...
No, Swami himself. You go there, he will be sitting, there will be a barrier, you go and make pranams, and there will be some prasadam, he will throw it. You will have to catch it. For Brahmins, he is a favorite Brahmins. He will give in him. But there were very good spiritual sannyasins who are there. One was supposed to be mad. But this is the condition of the even today. But they are highly learned. They keep up Shankaracharya's teachings, but they don't deserve to be, you know, after sannyasa, they should not have any discipline. They are supposed to see God everywhere. They are not supposed to keep any, this is a Shudra. How many incidents are there like that? Shudras, for the sake of Shudra, God himself broke the temple,
yes,
and gave a darshan. That is why in Telugu we have a saying, God may give you a bone, but Pujari will not give you a bone. Devudu aramichana, Pujari adukadundadu. That's why I call them very appropriate name, Pujari.
Pujari.
Anyway, coming back to our subject. So, if everything is done properly, internalize. Don't in the vanaprastha. Which of our Sri Ramakrishna's devotees are following this? Tell me. Even after they are 70 years or even more, they are still, instead of simplifying their life, instead of making peace with themselves, they are going on worrying about property, about children, about many other things, not able to make up their minds. You see, I have to tell you the truth. Am I a devotee of God? If I am, Sri Ramakrishna, if I am a devotee of Sri Ramakrishna, I should follow. Sri Ramakrishna himself has said, when some priests were playing cards, is it not time for them to think about God? They have already passed 50 years. Those days 50 years was old days. But what were they doing playing cards? They were asked, why are you playing cards? Why are you chit-chatting? If it is a devotee, what is the cost of brinja? You know, while taking bath in the Ganga. Without me, nothing happens in my house. I have to look after everything. That old woman is boasting. Why? Because that is the only way she can bolster her ego. Nobody wants her. Lot of keys. lot of keys. What is the difference between a monk and a monkey? What is the difference with a key? A monk with a key and a monkey without
key
is a monk. I'm not joking. Ramayana, he went to fight with Ravanasura. They were all monks. What do you mean by monks? All the so-called monkeys, they were all monks. What does it mean? Completely surrendered to Sri Rama. And they were not really monkeys. They were a tribe. Anjaneya, he was a Pakka Sanskrit scholar. Jnaninam Agragani.
Yeah.
He spoke with Rama in first class Sanskrit. Probably Rama was smiling and nodding, unable to read in Sanskrit language. Hanuman was carrying Rama.
Yes.
What does that mean? He is the guru.
Yes.
Like Garuda.
Yeah.
Alva. He was carrying everywhere. So, we have to think about it. Am I a devotee of Thakur? Am I following? Is it not time for me? Ki bole, bhutiye, sab bhutiye. Pay more and more attention. You cannot suddenly do it.
Yes.
But certain things you will have to make a decision and say, why am I hanging na gharka na ghatka? Keeping things neither there nor here. Simplify your life. Stay there. And both husband and wife should be like brother and sister, and let them only think about God. And for that, of course, long practice will be necessary. Even now, it is not bad. Respect the body. Don't go on with the body the same old. So simplify your eating, simplify your puja, simplify everything. Pay more and more. What is called? Upasana.
Upasana
pratham. Who is following?
How to start that, Maharaj?
Just start first to simplifying your physical things. I'm telling you, you have a house in UK, you have a house here. Make a decision. Because you have to make a decision, either now or after 6 months or after 2 years. You take a firm decision that don't go on moving from here and there. And Bhutiyadavamane, if you don't want to stay in UK, then you sell that house and invest whatever you want. A good house, if you already had it, arrange it nicely. So, even puja, I am telling you, that you don't need, if you want to perform the puja, hand it over to some younger people, sit there like devotee and enjoy it, because they also have to learn.
Yes,
somebody who is, you know, responsible, and you don't need to get unnecessarily involved in it. Best thing is, simplify the puja.
See,
simple puja is bhakti, what is needed. And you invite people, and you feed them nicely, prasadam, do everything.
But sit back.
But you yourself cannot do all day if you go on doing this one. Then you are torturing your body. That is not necessary. But you know, we don't want easily to give up our old habits. That is the problem. That habit is, that is the difficulty. So this is vanaprastha ashrama. More japa. Dhyana we talk, but forget about dhyana. More japa. More frequently you do it. You know, every time you can't sit 2 hours. But actually the thing is, we have to remember mentally. But it is necessary to sit. It applies to all of us. But people are not following. And they think they are devotees of Sri Ramakrishna. No. Look at the real devotees of Sri Ramakrishna. It was Ramchandra Bhattacharya, or Balaram Basu. And devotees like that study their lives from what we are discussing now. What did Ramchandra Datta do? He bought a house in Kankur Gach. Thakur himself suggested. You know what he said? Ram, Nirjanastha, buy a house. Akshav khun hole ho. Even if 100 murders take place, nobody will come to know anything happened. Such a place you can. And he bought such a place in those days. And then he built a temple Then there is so many relics of Rama.
Yes.
First temple. We have to give credit to Ramchandra Datta. Because these people, even though they stole some of this, but future Ramakrishna temple will come only later. But Ramchandra Datta, he lived there. And when he died, he never allowed any one of his family members to come. He said, no, only my brothers will come. That is, Swamiji, Sannyasi sisters, only they will come. And look what happened to Balram Bosu when he died. Thakur himself came in a chariot and then took this holy. Now, you have to imagine, what was Balram Basu doing to get this kind of vision? Why Thakur could give moksha without showing chariot and other things? But he must have been meditating. Gopala's ma had all the visions of how she will come, he will come, and how he will be pestering her. I want this, I want that. Why do you think Gopala was pestering? Because this is how I want my Gopala to pester me. And that is why she had actually the same visions. But vision will come only when you practice it for a long time before. So, you read the deaths of almost all of them. Pratap Chandra Hajira, he predicted, tomorrow at this time, I am going to die. Nobody believed him. His wife was the first person to disbelieve him. Because the way he was leading.
Yes.
But then, previous day he announced. How could he announce? He must have had some experience.
Yes.
That Thakur will come. And once a person has that experience, tomorrow I am going to die, what do you think that mind will be doing? You meditate upon these subjects. You must be thinking intensely about Thakur, to be able to see Thakur. Whether it happened by his practice or Thakur's grace, ultimately Thakur made him think about him. In the end, even one day before, was he frightened? He was not frightened. He was waiting for
looking for
Rashik. How did he spend his time? What was Thakur's instruction to him? So after retirement, after Rashik's retirement, he said, even before retirement, you construct one Tulasi Mandapa, and every day you sit there and do Harinama as long as you want to. And was this Diksha? And I will come and I will take you. And he had 100% faith. Another gardener also had this. There was another gardener. We don't know how many people got Thakur's grace? Because God, simple people, many of them were very religious people. They had high respect for Thakur because they also could see how other priests were behaving and how Thakur was behaving. So, Vishuddhanandaji, in those early days, one day he went to Dakshineswar and then he saw a retired gardener carefully cleaning the pathway between Dakshineswar Thakur's room and Panchavati. He had some kind of doubt whether this person, so old, so he must have had some, how long have you been working? In those days, from the young age, they will be working. Have you seen Thakur? He did not want to tell, but Vishuddhanandaji persisted. He said, yes, I have seen Thakur. Then, why are you cleaning now? because he was not supposed to eat. He must be getting some pension, 2 rupees, 3 rupees, whatever it was. Then the gardener narrated, one day midnight, he had no sleep. So he was only wondering. All their houses were very near. In those days there were no such divisions. You know, compound wall, this, that, and all those things. So I came nearer to Panchavati. I saw brilliant light coming from the side of Panchavati. I was shocked because it's not like ordinary light. There was no moonlight. Everything was pitch dark, but I'm seeing the light. So he said, I was curious. I went forward. Suddenly I saw Thakur was sitting in meditation and his whole body was full of this light. He said, I got frightened, and then I came back. And next day, he again came to work. He was working, I think, at that time. So he came. Then Thakur asked him, yesterday night, did you see something? How was Sri Ramakrishna asking him? Because he must have shown him. Just like I asked her, yesterday I gave a mango, did you eat? Gatimada. Ayyo, your name is Gatimarama. So, he must have shown himself out of his infinite grace. And how is Kamkeya showing grace? He must have deserved it some way,
yes,
to some extent. You know, that shows even the servants are low class people, may have even higher spirit than many others. So, then Thakur instructed him two things. Meditate upon that form whenever you meditate. Second, he said that as long as you can clean this from Thakur's room, many devotees should be walking. They should not suffer while walking. So any pebbles, thorns, this and that, objects, you clean. And even though he was not able to bend, he was sitting and slowly moving forward. Vishuddhanji got this reminiscence. And then later on he said, on how many people Thakur had bestowed his grace? Only he knows. And even now, he is bestowing his grace. Some people have visions. Some people, their understanding becomes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. At least, I know that when I am studying the scriptures, I could not have imagined this even 15, 20 years, even 10 years back. What I am understanding now, that it is nothing but sheer grace. If I am not able to convey it, there is a different issue altogether. So, we have to say, am I following Sri Ramakrishna's? Am I worthy to be called myself a devotee? Others may call, because they are as ignorant. They may not know what is my condition. They don't know even their own condition. What to speak of other people's condition. So, you go and read the gospel. What was his teaching to people, let us say about 60 years? That is an angle, because we fall under that, what is called slot, isn't it? And what are we doing? How are we spending our time? Simple. I don't know why people don't realize it. It is such a simple affair. Simplify your affairs. Even many of the sadhus, they can't live without work. One Swami asked headquarters that they were persuading him to become head of a center. apparently he plans the requisite. I don't want to be head of his head. Then they quoted, look, we are at least 15 to 20 years older than you. We are still working. Then the Swami, he was not an ordinary Swami. He challenged them, secretly and others. At that time Swami Ranganathanji Maharaj was not Ranganathan, Bhuteshanji Maharaj. He was the president. He challenged them, okay, you are telling me that you are older than me and you are still working for Bhakti. Can you live without work? They could not reply because they can't tell a lie. So if they are deprived, one incident I am telling you, there was a famous college principal, very learned, is written books also, and the time had come for him to retire. And they had a big party, you know, send-off party, I think with great joy. And then he retired. After 1 or 2 days, he came running to the new principal, who was his own assistant. Hi. Because every day people come with so many problems and he gets a terrible satisfaction. I'm solving the problems. You know how? You go to visit any barber shop. All the world problems. Do you think anybody can solve the world means problems? The more you solve, the more the world will be happy. Because he is strengthening me. The very means for solving the problem will create many, many, many more problems.
Yes.
So, seeing that old man's condition, I said, Maharaj, really we were also thinking. You think about it. That we cannot do really without you. So you are a special advisor to the prince.
Special advisor.
So another room they prepared and then they put special advisor to the prince president, the principal, and they gave him Mandarvan. And he was so happy. So every day he will come, what are the problems? The day if they say there are no problems, that would be the problematic day.
This is fantastic.
I'm telling you what has happened actually.
This is the special advisor.
And that is the truth. Even now you tell all these people, you have done enough work. There are better people with better ideas, with
yes.
open minds.
Yes.
They
yes.
can do much better.
Yes.
Why don't you retire? And if they want your advice, they will be the first persons to come to you. Mm-hmm. Because your guidance is necessary.
Yes.
But not always. Only when it is wanted, it is valuable. Any doctor says, always visit me. It will be horrible. You understand now? Are we in that condition when we cannot do without these things? Does it bolster our ego? I am busy, I am doing this and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you are understanding what I am talking about.
No, that's very clear.
But simplify your life. Because we don't know when death is going. Every day incidents, how many every day war is going on? This Israel and Houthis and everybody is bombing everybody else in Russia. How many people are thinking today is going to be our last day? Are not people dying every day? That is only one example. What about people shooting other people? But shooting is not necessary. They can die in bathroom, they can die in bathtub, they can die on the streets, they can die in the hospital, they can die anywhere. But why is it that we are not able to analyze this one? Because we are clinging to this, we are not accepting the fact of the world. And that is one side only, that is only negative side. Positive side is, do you know how much joy we can get by studying, by doing japa, by deeply thinking about God? If we don't get that joy, then I don't know what we are doing all these years. So, any work that comes, you do when it comes. When it doesn't come, then we have to be equally happy. That is called karma yoga. Not only that, what is necessary that we don't do, what we think gives us joy, that we do. So much of hypocrisy is going. Of course, even Krishna Bhagavan got tired of giving upadesha. And ultimately, he asked, so, what I have got to speak? You think over it. Yathechasi tatha kuru. He said that. Then he asks the question. Kaschidetat shrutam partha tvaya ekagrena chetasa kaschid ajnana sammohaha pranastaste dhananjaya. Did you hear? Is your moha gone? Because if you have heard it, you should have gone. Then Arjuna, immediately he replies, Nashko moha samute lagdha prat prasarat mayaj. Stitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. So, today this is the most important talk you have heard probably in your whole life. First accept. I am not in the Krihastashrama any longer. Yes, you are in the Krihastashrama, but you have stepped into Vanaprasthashrama. And what were Sri Ramakrishna's teachings about Vanaprasthashrama? That's why he said you start from the beginning, start leading a simple life, and then that will make you ready for the Vanaprasthashrama. We are not respecting our body, but respect our body also. By will power, we are doing things which we should not do. So we have to keep out a bhutiye. External activities we have to slowly lessen and rest. Slowly, slowly. If you say, okay, we have got 20 years time. Slowly, slowly we are going to do. No. And then every day you have to think, we don't know when death comes.
Yes.
Nobody knows. We are all under that illusion that others may die, but I will live a long time. And you will see, if you follow what we have discussed today, your health also will improve, because the mind will be happy, free, if you get rid of bhutiyadevamane. Only a few things will be there. Okay, make sure that you have some money, and then you doctors are there, good doctors, and simplify your food also, and do everything, see what happens. I know there are so many old women here, they are living that life.
Yeah, I see them in Shivasu, they are so happy with
some of them.
Yes.
Very serious sadhikas. Some of them, every day they go to Vishnabhati. Rain, shine, whatever it is. So, we are not being very serious about it. You know? Hone se ho jayega, nahi hone se nahi ho jayega. That's not what we want. Anyway, retirement life even every head of the center should retire when the time comes, because we don't know. And then there are other things they can do. It is not that you are spending a lazy time doing nothing. That is not possible. Only you do it certain things more than what you do. Younger people are there. Let them do that. That's what I call the joys of the responsibility. More responsibility. You understand? Sunday, joys of irresponsibility. Get up when you want. And there is no teacher. What a relief you feel. Permanently no school. But that will be only after all these things.
Yes, yes.
What is it?
6:15.
6:15.
That's sufficient for today. Think over it.
More or less.
Take a decision quickly. Don't go on postponing. We don't know what is going to happen. Prepare your will also and telling you. You can change if you want later on. Anyway, the last when I was in UK, one old lady came and she said, "I look upon you as my son." He was not really old, I'm older than him. But I look upon you as my son. You know how I am.
Yes.
Immediately I said, "Don't forget my name in your will."
Like you said to Sri Kanna, "Yeah, he's my son."
And then the next day, I made a mistake. I should not have called you my son. I should have called you Baba. She changed her tune.
Now he's thinking, Maharaj. He's gone very quiet. He's thinking.
No, no, you have to go, sir. Yeah. Yes, both of you.
Yes, yes.
Simplify, read better, right? Read more books. Listen, if you cannot. Make choice. At least. Go deep inside. Anything. Bhagavatam. There's more than sufficient. Beautiful. Ultimately, it is the Bhagavatam. Upanishads, you are again. Bhagavatam. You will not substitute Bhagavatam. Yeah. But deep meanings are. So superficially you read, you have to meditate upon it, then you will get the substance.